You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we call it long time, first time. If I seem a little excited, in fact, we're going to go to the phones right now and say hi to Karina. Hi, Karina. Welcome.
Hi.
Yay.
Listen, Karina.
How are you?
I'm great. If I sound extra bubbly, Karina, it's because I just got the email that says my box from Dollar Shave Club has shipped. Oh. Yes.
Lord knows he needs it. He is scruffy when I kiss him.
Do they have those for women?
Okay, so that was going to be my question for you. Two questions. A, is there a female equivalent of Dollar Shave Club? And if not, do you subscribe to any of these box shipment things?
I do for makeup. But I would love to do for shaving because you have to change that razor every week.
It's just a razor. You could probably do it, even though it's marketed towards guys, right? It's just a razor.
Right,
it's just
true.
A razor.
Guys' razors are usually better than girls' razors.
I've heard that.
It's because we got the 9-blade thing going on. It's like, 9 blades.
It's really overkill.
It takes the top layer of your skin right off. What's in your makeup box?
When you steal your husband's razor, then it's a problem.
Yes, it is.
So let me ask you, though, before you answer Jeremy's question, is there a difference physically between a man's razor and a woman's razor? Is there any difference?
Yeah, I feel like the woman's razor is just not as smooth as the guy's razor. So I like to use the blue, the Glade, right? I think that's what it's called.
Well, yeah. What you ought to do is, I mean, do this Dollar Shave Club thing. I mean, it's cheap, and I love this. Jeremy uses them too, right?
I used to, but now I'm all scruffy. I don't use it as much. I got scruff.
Oh, that's
right. Consistent scruff. So
yeah, but you shave your chest.
What you need to do is do one leg with the female razor and do one leg with the men's razor,
yep.
And see which one feels better. Yeah,
yeah.
And send us pictures of you shaving your legs.
We call that an A-B test, Karina. That's what that is. And we're going to need physical proof of
get
it.
A Sharpie and write A on one leg and B on the other, right above the knee.
I accept the challenge.
All right.
I think you should do it. Now, go back to Jeremy's question. What is in your makeup box that you
what
get?
What are you ordering?
Well, anything. So they ship like every 30 days, and it's anything from, you know, eyeshadow, sometimes lipstick, just something
that's
new.
That's convenient.
What girl doesn't like to get something new every single month?
Oh my. Yeah. Hey, my wife, she gets the little boxes of the Rodan and Fields for the little tub of eye cream that's about $400. It's expensive stuff, and I see a difference, definitely. Every day when she puts it on, she just glows. So worth the cost.
Oh, my God.
Do you sense that sarcasm?
Karina, what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Tonight we're going to go to Disney on Ice. Have you ever been?
Yes, I have been, yeah.
I've never been.
Well, bring your skates. Sometimes one lucky audience member goes out on the ice with Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I might have to do that. I actually was born in Russia, so I used to figure skate.
Oh, perfect. I hope they pick you.
Darned. Where in Russia?
I'll have to do some jumps.
Where in Russia?
Latvia.
Latvia.
Nice. How old were you when you came to the U.S. of A?
10 years old.
Hmm. Did you speak English when you moved over?
No. Oh, no. Mm. I did not. Kids made fun of me. Yeah, it was a very big cultural shock when we moved here. Yeah.
So, let me, Jeremy,
we immigrate through Austria and Italy. So, I had to live in Austria for 2 months, and then I had to live in Italy for 2 months.
I'll be darned.
Wow.
So, I learned Italian and then came to America.
Oh, we love Italian.
Italian and learned English.
Itza. A lot of itza. She wanted to say something for us, right?
Do we have, do we have tape rolling on this?
Sure, yeah, always.
Can you, you still speak your mother tongue, though, right?
I do.
All right, so we need you to bust out for us in Russian, I love my boys in the morning.
Oh, wait. How do you say boys?
This is what I thought.
I mean, you could say men if you want.
Spoke your mother tongue.
I got it.
All right.
Я люблю мои мальчики утром.
One more time.
Я люблю мои мальчики утром.
It's longer than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. Now do it in Italian.
Oh, no, I forgot that one.
Oh, you forgot Italian. All right.
I'm a boy mom, so you would think I would know how to say boys in Russian much faster.
That's all right. It was beautiful. Right. I liked it.
You know, I lived in Italy when I was a kid for a couple of years, and we took Italian classes, you know, in school. But I lost all of it also, and that makes me sad. I wish I still had that language skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, you've never called us before, but you called us today for a long time, first time, and we just want to say thank you because we loved speaking with you today.
Well, thank you. Can I ask you a question while I have you?
Since
you're in the spotlight and you're on the radio, I am a new online fitness influencer online.
Oh, you're not calling
us
to plug
you. You didn't call us to ask for a plug for your business, did you?
No, I didn't give you the name of it. No, I'm not going to give you the name of it.
So okay. What's the question?
Yeah,
how do you keep coming up with ideas, content, make people listen to you?
Yeah.
That's the biggest one, right?
We're brilliant. We're just brilliant. I mean,
we're just born with mad skills. What can we say?
Do you get the experience? Like, how do you grow and keep waking up in the morning to entertain when...
Well, they pay us. I mean, there's a paycheck.
They give us really large paychecks.
Yeah.
So.
That's part of it.
Well, it's a fair question, Karina.
We do a lot of brainstorming. I mean, we read a lot of stuff.
We talk to people. We go out. We're observant.
That's a huge part. Just observe.
And, you know, we talk so much about what just happens in our lives. And so it's kind of, you know, I was talking about staying up late last night, putting bar stools together that I ordered and how I was cursing and getting bloody and losing pieces. I mean, it's just real life.
I have a $2,000 transmission bill for my truck that I was complaining about.
Yeah.
But you're in
fitness,
though.
I don't know how you do
that
with your fitness stuff. But,
can you bench press the transmission?
I have to say more than anything, don't try to be whatever you do. Because the one thing that makes, and this is my opinion, I think what makes our show a little bit different from all the others is that everyone else is trying to be a professional radio announcer. And all we're doing is just coming in and BSing like we normally would if we were just sitting at happy hour with someone. And I think that's the key for whatever you're going to be doing as an influencer with people is if you're very, very natural, and it gets difficult because as soon as you turn that camera on, people oftentimes go into an act. But the more you do it and you relax and you just be yourself, that's when you're the most successful. This show is rated number one in Denver, and I think it's just because we don't try to be professional radio announcer.
Nothing scripted. I mean, look at this whole conversation. It was just... on the fly here.
There's nothing
chatting.
Written down in here. So that's what I would say.
And once you shave those legs, your views are going to skyrocket.
Take some videos of you shaving, doing the A-B test.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, that's a great first video is, you know, you're saying, okay, I'm going to use a woman's razor on this leg and a man's razor on this, and we're going to check out the difference. Yeah. I bet you get a million views for that.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to tag you. That'll be really fun.
Tag us. Whatever.
You're the best.
Because I listen to you every morning on my way dropping off the boys, and you guys are always happy, always cheery. Makes my morning. And I was just always wondering, how do you, what if you, don't you have a bad morning? Like, don't you ever
feel like?
Well,
we all have bad mornings, but we just cover it.
But we got a job to do.
And the mics go on, you got to bury all that crap.
And I will say, talking to people like you is what makes us happy. So that's why we sound happy, because we get to talk to cool people. So.
Right.
Right.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. You inspired me to not cry right now.
Good. You know what? We appreciate you. We got to take some other calls now. But Karina, best of luck, and thank you for having fun with your boys.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you
as well. I love
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking about.
We still have time to fit in a couple more. And Marcy. Hi, Kyle. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
There's Kyle.
Here's Marcy. Hello, Marcy. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, good morning, Marcy. What's going on with you today?
Oh, I just had to call and say thank you so much. About almost 3 years ago now, 2019, January, I texted in the keyword of the day in the morning, which was La Playa. And lo and behold, a couple days later, Steve in the afternoon called me and told me that I had won the Mix 100 grand prize down to Cancun.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. So I came down to the offices, and I picked up my gift certificate, and about a week later, COVID hit.
And, oh, no.
Yes. So, you know, that kind of took over everything, and I kind of forgot about it, honestly. And last year at this time, my son, who is 13, I just dropped him off at school. He said, Mom, what about our trip we won? And I had forgotten all about it and called up Good Time Charlie's Travel Network. They have just been amazing. They are wonderful people that you guys partner with. I cannot thank you enough. She said, as long as you can get to Mexico by the end of 2021. So two weeks ago, we went down to Acamal and Tulum, Mexico. We spent 6 nights at an amazing all-inclusive resort. We snorkeled with turtles. We swam with dolphins. The pina coladas were flowing freely.
All right. Now you got me.
It was an amazing
trip. That's so good.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime memory-making opportunity, and I just wanted to come and say thanks.
Well, you're so
welcome. So very welcome.
That's why we do contests like that, you know?
I love to hear that. It was amazing.
I've never won anything, and, you know, up until that point, I actually was wondering, does anybody ever win anything?
There you are, right in the back of a giant sea turtle.
It was so amazing. I've been listening since my son was in first grade. He is in eighth grade. And snorkeling with him, holding his hand and seeing turtles was just a dream come true.
That's super sweet. Thank you, Mix.
Thank you, boys. It was amazing.
What a raving review.
Holy cow. I'm starting to get a little misty-eyed right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think that I ever, well, I don't want to say ever, but I don't know if I would spend that kind of money to stay at an all-inclusive resort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a budget traveler. And so it was really amazing experience.
Felt kind of nice to be spoiled a little bit, didn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I'm waiting in line to check in, and she comes up and takes my drink order. I mean, it was like, you know.
And hand you a snorkel.
So listen,
you are
the best. Thank you for such a sweet call. I do, before we go to traffic really quick, I do want to ask you, what was your favorite food that you ate that week?
I was all about shrimp tacos. I tried to have shrimp and avocado at every meal in some way.
Sounds great. Good for you.
Wonderful. And I'm so appreciative, and I can't thank you guys enough. And just, you know, thank you for being a positive spark in my day. You know, that's how I start the day. I listen to you when I drive my son to school. And
Marcy, it's been wonderful.
I'm happy I can share my positive experience with you guys.
Well, thank you so much. Aren't you a sweetheart?
Listen, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for listening for so many years. We appreciate you, okay?
Very much.
You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Have a great holiday.
You too.
Wow.
Dang.
What a nice lady. Dang.
I'm glad that worked out great.
Yeah, that's awesome.